The next night, the retreat started. We heard that Germans and Austrians had broken through in the north and were coming down the mountain valleys toward Cividale and Udine. The retreat was orderly, wet, and sullen. In the night, going slowly along the crowded roads, we passed troops marching under the rain, guns, horses pulling wagons, mules, motor trucks, all moving away from the front. There was no more disorder than in advance. That night we helped empty the field hospitals that had been set up in the least ruined villages of the plateau, taking the wounded down to Plava on the riverbed, and the next day hauled all day in the rain to evacuate the hospitals and clearing station at Plava. It rained steadily, and the army of the Banzitsa moved down off the plateau in the October rain and across the river where the great victories had commenced in the spring of that year. We came into Gorizia in the middle of the day. The rain had stopped and the town was nearly empty. As we came up the street, they were loading the girls from the soldiers' whorehouse into a truck. There were 7 girls, and they had on their hats and coats and carried small suitcases. 2 of them were crying. Of the others, one smiled at us and put out her tongue and fluttered it up and down. She had thick, full lips and black eyes. I stopped the car and went over and spoke to the matron. The girls from the officer's house had left early that morning, she said. Where were they going? To Corneliano, she said. The truck started. The girl with the thick lips put out her tongue again at us. The matron waved. The 2 girls kept on crying. The others looked interestedly out at the town. I got back in the car.
We ought to go with them, Bonello said. That would be a good trip.
We'll have a good trip, I said.
We'll have a hell of a trip.
That's what I mean, I said. We came up the drive to the villa.
I'd like to be there when some of those tough babies climb in and try to help them.
You think they will?
Sure, everybody in the Second Army knows that matron.
We were outside the villa.
They call her the Mother Superior, Bonello said. The girls are new, but everybody knows her. They must have brought them up just before the retreat.
They'll have a time.
I'll say they'll have a time. I'd like to have a crack at them for nothing. They charge too much at that house anyway. The government gyps us.
Take the car out and have the mechanics go over it, I said. Change the oil and check the differential. Fill it up and then get some sleep.
Yes, Signor Tenente.